our lesson tonight is based on Psalm 32, verse 7. It says, "You are my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble." And the title tonight of the lesson is My Hiding Place. And based on Psalm 32, verse 7, which I'll read again. "You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble." You know, we all are faced with troubles and problems of some sort. Sometimes more so than others, whether it be a spiritual difficulty, a temptation, or whether it's just life in general that presents us with the things we have to deal with in everyday life. So life is filled with problems, great and small. We cannot run away from our problems or escape all our adversities. But as Christians, we can flee to the one who comforts and preserves us in the midst of our troubles. No matter what we're going through, we can flee to the one who helps us with our problems. He is our hiding place when we have difficulties. He is the place that we can receive peace and comfort in the midst of our storms, in the midst of our trouble. And as I already said, life presents us with troubles. The Lord never said that we would not face troubles in this life, but He promised to be with us in the midst of our troubles. And what more could we ask for than that? So if we try to run from our troubles, it creates more problems. They will mount up. They will add up. So we can't do that. So we must flee to the Lord because He is our hiding place. You know, we are blessed people to know our Heavenly Father personally and to experience His comfort in our times of difficulties and troubles. We're blessed. So sad that those who do not know Him resort to all kinds of relief mechanisms to find only temporary relief. The world turns to entertainment as an escape. Others surround themselves with friends and try to hide in the crowd in hopes their troubles will go away. However, when the noise fades and the friends are gone, the problems remain. We find when we hide ourselves under His wings, we find that His protection, we find it to be very real. What more could we ask for in this life? We know we're going to have problems. We know we're going to face difficulties. But just knowing that we have a Heavenly Father that cares and that loves us and that He's willing to protect us and guide us, He is our hiding place. God is a sure thing. There's nothing else in this world that is absolute other than God. He is a sure thing. He never bails on us. He never bails out on us. He remains in the foxholes of our life. He remains in that foxhole with us, where sometimes there's fear, there's troubles of all sorts, there's anxieties, there's all things that we face in those foxholes of life. But He stays with us until the battle is won and He knows we're safe and where we ought to be. He never leaves us. As long as we want Him there, He's going to remain with us and He's going to help us and keep us. He is not only our hiding place, but he is our certain place of rest. We can depend on him for certainty of rest. When we learn to view our disappointments and troubles of life as the hidden appointments of God's love concerning us, we have won a victory. His hiding place, we will experience peace and rest. Unless we keep our hands tightly clasped to his, our uphill journey will be long and it will drain us of our energy. We must make sure that we are resting in that hiding place with him, and that we bring all of our troubles and our needs, whatever those needs are, however they present themselves. If we'll bring those needs to the Lord will help us, and he will help us to meet those needs. I read this. This is a quote from The Streams in the Desert. It's been a while back, but it's one of those sometimes I mark some of them that really speak to my heart. My child, I have a message for you today. Let me whisper it in your ear, so any storm clouds that may arise will shine with glory, and the rough places you may have to walk will be made smooth. It is only four words, but let them sink into your inner being and use them as a pillow to rest your weary head. Listen to those four words. This is my doing. This is my doing. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why am I going through this? Why do I have to face this? What purpose does this have in my life? This is God's doing. Because we must remember, as a Christian, everything that comes to us has to go through him first. He has to permit it, and if he permits it, it's for a reason. It's for our benefit. He's trying to benefit us. So just always remember that when things come our way, God has a reason for it. And these four words to hold on to and remember, this is my doing. If you will remember that, you won't question God. You'll say, I know that everything that comes to me has to come through him. You see why I titled this My Hiding Place? Because even if this is God's allowing and his doing, if I will go to him and bring all my troubles and my stresses and strains of life to him, bring it to my hiding place. My hiding place is in the Lord. There's no safer place to be. Have you ever realized that whatever concerns you concerns the Lord too? That's a good thing to remember. Whatever concerns me concerns him, because he loves me. He cares for me. What a blessing that is. For wherever, whatever, or whoever touches you, listen to this one. This is, I've always been touched by this scripture. Zechariah 2:8 says, for whoever touches you touches the apple of my eye. That touches my heart, the apple of my eye. He loves me. There's nothing that I do that causes him not to love me. He doesn't always approve of the things that I do, but he does love me. He loves me in a way that nobody else can love me. So that's because we're precious to him. That's why he loves us so much. We need to make our hiding place, make him our hiding place. for all things that threaten our peace and rest with him. Just remember that I have a hiding place in him, and that the Lord's gonna take care of me. I just must remember not to try and take on all those things myself and try to work these things out myself. My hiding place is the Lord. That's my safety net. That will keep me on track. That will help me to realize that the Lord knows what he's doing. What did I say? If you'll remember, this is my doing. This is my doing. Next time you get tempted to be sad or upset or concerned about something going on in your life, just remember to say and to mean it, this is my doing, and I have a hiding place in the Lord. He is my hiding place. Everything that threatens me, everything that is a threat to my spiritual life and my relationship to the Lord, because all these things that we face in life, you know, the devil tries to use them to discourage us, not to encourage us. So the Lord is trying to help us to learn that when temptations attack us and the enemy comes in like a flood, this is his doing. The Lord is teaching us that our weaknesses need his strength, and that our safety lies in depending on him to fight for us. We don't have to do anything alone. I believe that there are no accidents in a surrendered Christian's heart and life. I believe what I said just a few minutes ago, that God knows everything about us, and everything must come through him before it touches the apple of his eye. So your circumstances are ordered by him. They are allowed by him, because if he sees a weakness in our heart and he feels that he can strengthen that weakness by allowing us to go through, because he knows he's not going to let us go through it alone. It's his doing, and it's his purpose to make us what we ought to be and to bring us to that place. Hide and rest in him no matter what comes. This is where peace and rest comes from. From our abiding and staying in him and resting in him, hiding in him. It's saying, when I'm hiding myself in him, I'm just saying, Lord, I need you. I need you to help me. I need you to help me to find that rest and to stay close to you. So we need to learn to see God in all things in our lives. Those things that work to humble us and to make us more Christ-like. I tell you what, pride is one of the worst things. It will blind us. It will keep us from seeing the truth about ourselves that God's trying to help us to see. So always be open for the Lord to help you to see, and always be willing to see what God wants you to see, what he's trying to teach you. Isaiah 49:2 says, in the shadow of his hand, he hid me. Think about that. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. In the shadows, each of us must go there sometimes. Some of us, we can't always have sunshine in our life. Sometimes we become discouraged if the sunshine turns the shadows. If our days are kind of gloomy and things in our life comes up, but if we'll just learn to hide in Him, to trust Him to help us through it. But we must realize if the eyes have too much sunshine, they become injured, and they're then unable to discern the subtle shades of color, or even to appreciate just natural, neutral tints. We just miss that if we have too much sunshine, such as the shadowed incidents that come into our lives sometimes. Sometimes we just wish we did not have to face this or that, and we don't like these shadows that come into our lives. But if we'll learn to take those shadows and say, Lord, this is your doing. This is your doings. And you're trying to teach me something. And if we will purpose in our hearts to hear from the Lord and say, Lord, help me to learn what it is that you're trying to teach me right now. And it's always for a good purpose, a good end. This is his doing. He is teaching us in these times to hide in him. Because when we don't understand it all, we don't understand what's going on, we need to learn to run to him and to hide under his wings, to hide in him, and to let him help us to understand what's going on, to be patient and ask him. He is leading us in these places and teaching us lessons that we can only learn where he is leading. If we led and we went where we wanted to, we would miss some of the blessings and the truths that God is trying to teach us. The faster we learn to hide ourselves with our concerns in his safety, the more of his peace we will enjoy and the more of his rest. Because that's the devil's purpose when the trials and all come. God's purpose is to teach us to trust him more. And when you trust him and you realize that I can trust him, then it's such a blessing. The next time you go through something, it's a reminder. It's never easy to go through trials. But that when you do go through another trial, you'll remember his goodness to you and his faithfulness, and it will encourage your faith. In hiding ourselves with him, we find safety in his hiding place, because he is a shelter from every storm we face in life. So there's safety in hiding ourselves in him. It's different than running away. We can't run away and escape. We cannot run away and escape the difficulties of life that we face. But if we will hide ourselves in his security, we're going to find safety in him. And every storm he'll shelter us from, because there is safety in the Lord. Where things become unsafe and troubled is when we try to work things out on our own, because we do not understand the source, where it came from, or where it's going. We don't understand everything about it, but we know that God does, and we can rely on him and trust him. The second thing that we find, that when we hide ourselves in him, that he is a sure hiding place. He is certain. There's no uncertainty with God. There's uncertainty. Remember I said earlier, there's no absolute or no sure thing other than the Lord. But there is certainty with God. You can count on it. And number three, in hiding ourselves in him, we find comfort in his hiding place. There's nobody that can comfort us like the Lord can. No man-made mechanism or plan, nothing can comfort the heart like the Lord can. And that is such a blessing to know that he is that kind of a God. He's a safe God. He is a sure God. He is certain, and there is no uncertainty with him. There's nothing that we can bring to him that's uncertain or that he would be uncertain about. Why? Because he knows us. He created us, so he knows us. And then we find comfort in hiding in him. Comfort and certainty and surety and safety, because he is that kind of a God. And then the fourth, we find strength in his hiding place. You know, there's times that we just think that we are just about burned out, that we just cannot, we're exhausted, we've exhausted our source of treasures and our strength is almost gone. But with the Lord, they never burn out. His strength never dies. And then five, we find security in hiding in him. We can't find security in anything else in this world. Money won't bring you security. There's nothing. Material things will not. Fun will not. Entertainment will not. Friends will not. It's good to have friends, and it's good to have loved ones that we can trust. But none of this is lasting other than the Lord. So I'm going to go over those again. We find safety in hiding in him. He's a shelter from our storms. So that's the safety we find. We find that he is a sure thing. There's no uncertainty with him. And then we find comfort when nothing can comfort our hearts. If we will turn to the Lord, he brings that comfort that only his understanding can bring, and his abilities. He has that ability to bring that comfort to our hearts. And then we find the strength that we need when we're just worn out and exhausted, and we feel like that we can't bear up under very much more. We draw our strength from him. His source of strength never runs dry. And then we find security in hiding in him. We find that peace. We find that rest. We can trust. Security, feeling secure, comes from trust. The hiding place is referred to also in scriptures as the secret place of the Most High. There's several scriptures that refer to it. In order to experience his peace and rest, we must meet with him in the secret places of the heart. That's where we meet with him. We know that he loves us and he cares for us. So remember, when stresses and strains come into your life, run to him. Talk to him about it, because this tempers our thoughts and it helps us to see things from his perspective, not our own. That's when we get in trouble, when we start trying to figure things out and think things through. It will always lead us away from the Lord and away from the Lord's help in our lives. So we must be careful that we see things from his perspective. And if we're not, just humble your heart and ask him, Lord, show me this. I think I'm not seeing things the way that you want me to see it. So Lord, help me to see this from your eyes, not from my perspective, because if I see it from my perspective, I'm not going to see it the right way. I'm going to miss something. So when hardship strikes, remember that God is sovereign and he can bring good out of matters thought to be destructive. We may see it as a loss, But if we'll remember to run to the Lord, so he can bring good out of the matters that seem destructive and not salvageable. Instead of panicking, see problems, see that the problems are opportunities to demonstrate your trust in God. The next time you battle with something and something comes up in your life and you say, Lord, I just don't know how I'm going to manage this. I don't know how I'm going to deal with this. I don't know how I'm going to overcome this. I just don't think I can. Just remember to take it to the Lord and say, Lord, this is your doing. You're sovereign. You know what you're doing. Help me not to lean to my own understanding, but to lean on you, to run and hide this thought in you. Yes, I can conquer with you. There's not anything in my life that I cannot overcome with the Lord's help. If I'll put it in his hands and trust him to work through it and to help me through it. We limit God. God is not limited ever, but we are the ones that limit his abilities. So the next time you're faced with a difficulty or stress or something that strikes, may come out of nowhere. Usually temptations do sometimes. And maybe something you've been battling with for a while to overcome or to get through it. Don't give up. Just trust the Lord. Run to him. Hide in him. Don't try to do it on your own. Go to him and ask him, Lord, I need to see this from your perspective, not mine. And I don't know what the answer is to this problem, but Lord, I'm going to trust you to help me get through this problem. I'm going to help you. I'm going to ask you to help me to solve this problem and to get victory over it. And you know, the Lord will do that for you. He won't leave you high and dry. He will see you through it. So instead of panicking, see the problem as an opportunity to demonstrate your trust in God. Don't run from it. Don't be tempted to try to escape it. Just because you look at it and you say, well, I've tried to overcome this before and I haven't been able to. That's not trust and faith in God. And if you will trust the Lord, you will demonstrate your trust in him by going to him, taking the problem to him and asking him to help you with it once and for all. Instead of running and trying to hide from pain and problems, know that this is his doing, and hide yourself and everything that comes your way, hide it in his sufficiency. You know, there's a saying, something that really spoke to my heart many years ago, and I never forgot it. I was trying to do something on my own. Imagine that. Have you ever tried to do something on your own, to accomplish something on your own? A spiritual feat. And I was not getting anywhere. And I remember being very disturbed over that, because I had been living in the sunshine. My days had been sunshiny days. And I remember this wasn't too long after I was saved. And boy, I just thought I was on top of the mountain. And there wasn't anything that could defeat me. I was just young in the Lord. And just had that childlike faith, which we all need to keep. We all need to keep that childlike faith. We all need to be retaught sometimes. Sometimes, do you know that we have to unlearn things that we have learned wrongly? which have become habits of our life, to be able to learn the right way. And I remember thinking, you know, this came into my life and it was like a little bit of a hurdle. And everything was not just falling right in place like I thought it should. And it just threw me for a loop and tested my faith. I mean, I was ashamed of it afterwards. But, you know, I love the Lord, and I wanted to please the Lord more than anything. I did not want to fail Him. And although in my young faith and my trust in the Lord, I fell on my knees. You know why? Because it bothered me that this was interrupting my relationship with the Lord. It gave me a little bit of a problem. And I thought, Lord, this should not be. There's nothing too hard for You. And I remember going to the Lord and falling on my knees. I can remember, I know you have these experiences, but there's some that remain throughout our Christian life that we remember more so than others. And it was just a matter of trust and a lack of trust and faith, somewhat a lack of understanding being new in the Lord. But I remember getting on my knees that day in the little place where we were staying in a small living room. Nobody was there but me. Didn't have any children. It was just me. Hadn't been saved probably, I don't know, wasn't too long after being saved. And I just fell on my knees and I just poured my heart out to the Lord. And I said, Lord, I don't understand all this that's going on. And I don't have the ability to straighten out anything in anybody else's heart. But Lord, You know my heart. And I don't have the ability to take this matter under control and straighten it out. And I remember the Lord just put this thought on my heart. You are sufficient in My sufficiency. That's all it took. This childlike faith grasped onto that with my whole heart. And you know, that's a lesson for all of us to learn. You know, when you first get saved, you're so eager and you just believe the Lord can move mountains. And what happens? We need to relearn some of the lessons that we learned with that childlike faith right after we were born again. And you know what? The problem comes sometimes from our acceptance. Oh, this is just a passing thing. This is not a bad thing. We need to see sin as sin in our lives. That's where we fail. I did not take my problems and run to the Lord and use Him as my hiding place. I struggled with it for a while. May have been a lack of understanding, but the Lord taught me a lesson, and I've never forgotten it. And that was a lesson I've never forgotten, never will. I am sufficient only in Christ's sufficiency. If there is anything that I do for the Lord or accomplish for the Lord, it's the Lord. It's not me. Keep that heart humble. If you don't keep that heart humble, it will turn into pride, and pride is an ugly thing and hard to overcome the stronger it's that the grip gets, that it grips you. It's harder to get back to the place that you need to be. But that was a lesson that I learned that day. You are sufficient in my sufficiency. The problems didn't go away with all the other people, but you know what? It was answered in my heart. And I knew what I needed to do. And I focused on the Lord. And I prayed and I trusted the Lord to help me with every problem that would come up. And even in my early faith, it's like I said, we learn to act on childlike faith and trust in the Lord. And this is where we go astray. It would be good if we remember this is His doing. The trials, the problems, the stresses, the pains, the everything that comes in our lives, if we would take it and say, this is your doing, and then go to your hiding place. Hide yourself in Him. Everything, every question, every proud feeling, everything that comes up in your heart that is a problem, take it to Him. Because if you reason it out and you lean to your own understanding and your perspective of it, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss the point. And the Lord has a point in allowing things to come into our lives. So the next time you're battling with a trial, even a temptation, even something that's gone wrong or something you've done wrong, have the humility of heart to go to the Lord and say, I'm not going to give up on this. And the devil will say, ha, you've tried to overcome this before and you haven't. You know what? If you will go to the Lord with it and not give up and just say, Lord, nothing comes our way and you do not ask anything of it except that you give us the ability to overcome it. If God asks you to do it, He's going to give you the ability to do it, to see it through. Don't ever forget that. Starting from salvation, the Lord made it possible. He didn't ask us to repent and come to Him and not make a way for us to do it. No, He did not. He made a way. He gave His life for us. And He made a way. And it is the way, if we follow this pattern throughout our Christian life and rely on Him like we did for salvation, we grow. We will grow the way that the Lord wants us to. We won't stay in one place. We won't become stagnant and stale Christians. We'll have that sunlight to share to others who are going through the shadows of life. If we come through the shadows of life ourselves, trusting the Lord and hiding ourselves in Him, then the Lord is going to help us. Why? What was that scripture that I read? Isaiah 49:2 says that in the shadow of His hand, He hid me. And what was the one in Zechariah? Let's see, where is that one? Zechariah 2:8 says, for whoever touches you touches the apple of my eye. That's how precious we are in God's sight. So He loves us enough to make a way for us to deal with anything that comes our way. So just summarizing what I said, the beginning of the scripture, title of the lesson, my hiding place, the scripture, Psalm 32:7. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me in trouble. God is a sure thing. And even in the hardest difficulties that we face, and some of those can be just in the heart. But we have to go to the Lord with our hearts. That's how we get to the Lord, is through the heart. So just remember that you are sufficient in His sufficiency. And the stop trying to run and try to hide and escape the very things sometimes that God's trying to keep you still in, so that He can accomplish what He needs to accomplish in your heart. Remember those four words? This is His doing. Don't forget that. This is His doing. Remember, it has to come through Him to get to you. And if it does, you know He has a purpose. This is His doing. So let's remember this, and remember that we are sufficient in Christ's sufficiency.